We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart with you for Bridge for Peace today, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Once again, we're coming to you live from India, and I have my dear, dear friend here, more than a friend.
Yes.
And Amula, was wonderful how you shared with us how you were in such a depression because you were so bright, so studious, and everyone had such high expectations that you'd be like number one in the state.
Yes.
Only 16 years of age, and then you ended up with a 75 instead of placement 100.
Yes. Yes.
And what a shock it was, and how it brought you into a depression.
Yes.
Which caused the Holy Spirit to urge someone to invite you to the cell group.
Yes.
Where God moved on your heart and took you to the heavenly places.
Yes.
As a first encounter.
Yes.
It's such a beautiful beginning. But then we know from the family being Hindu and being Orthodox Hindu, and you are a 16-year-old child.
Yes.
How did that evolve? How was it? You had to keep it hidden from your family in the beginning, I imagine.
Yes. So, you know, while I was going to the cell group after I met the Lord, you know, the Holy Spirit started working in my heart that, and, you know, just pushing me every week to go to that cell group and attend the meeting and hear the word. And the cell, the youth people there have introduced Bible to me. And they just told me, read a chapter a day like that. And
so did they give you a Bible?
Yes, they gave me a Bible.
To you, which
the,
you had never
the New
had
Testament.
The New Testament.
Yes.
Just out of curiosity, what do they read in Hinduism?
What we have Vedas, Bhagavad Gita.
Okay.
We have different Vedas. It's different. Not only the Bhagavad Gita. We have so many different other Vedas to read.
Okay, so you had read all these different things, but you never
I read Bhagavad Gita, and, you know, I went to the competitions also to, you know, just chant the Vedas.
Oh, the chant.
Yes.
Okay, so this was something totally new.
New.
And they gave you the New Testament.
Yes.
And then what happened?
And suddenly, as after the meeting, I was just going to my home after the meeting, and I encountered my friend, my, you know, school from my childhood friend.
Oh, a childhood friend.
Yeah. She was going on her way, and we just wished each other. And she was just, you know, I asked her, why you are looking, you know, so worried. Mm. And she started sharing a story, saying her father is on deathbed with the last stage of bone cancer.
Bone cancer.
You know, everybody at home, they were ready for his death. And I told, you know, Holy Spirit just told me, go and visit. It was, you know, I did not know at that time Holy Spirit was doing all this.
Right.
So I just thought, I told her, you know, I'll just come and visit your father.
Visit him.
So she told, yes, you can just come. And I just went to their home and sat before his dad. Her dad just starting confessing his sins.
Just started confessing his sins to you.
Yes, saying, because I sinned so much, this disease has come upon my life. And suddenly Holy Spirit just telling me, I could hear that word, because he's confessing his sins, I will forgive him and heal his disease.
My goodness.
I never knew that it's word from the Bible.
Right. So he's a Hindu man.
Yes.
But when he saw you, a young woman.
Yes.
Because I know here there's a lot of,
yes,
I want to say a distance between the elderly people and the young people.
Yes.
But here you come to visit him as a 16-year-old girl.
Yes.
And this elderly man, very senior man, just spontaneously starts to confess his sins to you.
Yes.
And then the Holy Spirit speaks to you.
Yes. And he just spoke to me, you know, I could hear the Holy Spirit voice so clearly. How a man speaks to a man. That, you know, I just heard with my ears saying, because he's confessing his sins, I will forgive and heal his disease. And the same night after I went to my home, you know, Holy Spirit started telling me, pray for that man. Now you have to pray for that man.
But you didn't know it was the Holy Spirit.
Yes, I never knew it. Okay. Till I read and I came to know to the knowledge of the Holy Spirit.
Right, right.
So it was like I went and I was kneeling down at my home, closing my inner door,
yes,
my study room. I just closed it and I started kneeling down there and praying for my, you know, friend's dad.
Father. Who was dying of bone cancer.
Yes, only I claim that word because I heard that, Father, you just told me.
Right.
That as he confessed, you will heal him.
Right.
And I just took hold of that word and started praying over him. And, you know, every time, you know, it's in my heart that as I'm praying, you know, it was, and I don't know, it's a coincidence whether the Lord wants me to, you know the... what we say, like the health of that person, you know, Holy Spirit tell me, go and visit to that person now. It was like the next day he will go for chemotherapies.
Oh, yes.
The same before day I'll go to their home. That was a coincidence. I don't know. And the whole night I used to pray for that person. For the, you know, next day chemotherapies.
Wow.
And like that I did for 3 months. And so, getting up early in the morning, because if I do it in the front of my family, they'll not allow me.
Right.
So everybody at 3 and 4 o'clock.
3 o'clock and four.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Pray.
Pray.
And how did you wake up at 3? What happened?
So, this is how I came.
You didn't set an alarm.
No, I used to. I used to set an alarm, and as I did was, it's like 3 months, you know. As I was praying for that person, I got an intimate relationship with Jesus.
Sure. But I'll bet at 3 o'clock sometimes when the alarm went off, you didn't want to get up.
Get up, yeah. Sometimes I was like, no, I pray daily. Why I need to get up today?
Right.
But it's like Holy Spirit again will come and just beat me up on my cheeks and make me to get up and pray for that person. You know, my brother was beside me. In the morning, I used to ask him, did you beat me? Did you, you know, wake me up? My brother is like, why I'll do so in the morning? Early in the morning at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, why I'll beat you? And I just, you know, I felt so happy that it was God who used to beat me and wake me up to pray.
So and just tap me on the cheeks.
Cheeks, yes, to get up and pray.
Yes, that's beautiful.
With that,
because sometimes, I just want to say, sometimes all of us, we have intentions, let us get up and pray. But then when the actual timing comes, there can be a different feeling.
Yes.
But when that would happen to you, the Holy Spirit was faithful to say, this is what you really want to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think people don't always understand that. That's really the desire in our heart.
Yeah.
But as Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but
the flesh is weak. Yes.
But now I know you're so happy
because
you saw the results of getting up at 3 in the morning to pray for the man who was dying.
Yes.
I mean, even though he's going for chemo, they go to for chemo in this case to hopefully extend his life.
Yes.
But he's dying.
Yeah. And even when chemos were given to the person, they can't, you know, take the pain. They want to just really die on that bed. But when I go and, you know, talk to that person before day, the next day he'll go for chemos, he used to tell me, chemo was doing nothing to me.
Oh, praise God.
I was like surprised.
Yes.
This is what God was doing.
Wow.
And in this time, I made a promise to God that if you make him to live, I will live for you till my last breath.
Mm.
If you know, my friend should not lose her dad.
Mm. That's beautiful. Yes.
You know, Lord, I will live for you. Even though whatever my parents, my family, my society, my community, whatever they want to do with me, I'm ready for you, for whatever. They want to take my life, let them.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing here was, the person who is about to die, He came to life. And my life is in God. He'll not make me to die.
Right. Right.
That's but the assurance I have.
Just for those that are listening that maybe don't understand the seriousness, if you're a Hindu, Orthodox Hindu family,
yes,
of someone becoming a Christian,
yes,
would you say the family could take your life?
Yes.
They, people don't realize that we're not just saying something.
Yes.
We're speaking the truth here.
Yes.
Where your life could be forfeited if you stand for Christ,
yes,
in a Hindu family,
yes,
that,
yes,
become,
yes,
more than an outcast, but actually,
yes,
it would be almost, if, correct me if I'm wrong, but a legal thing.
Yes.
You know, it wouldn't be considered a murder.
Yes.
It would be considered legal that you turned against the gods.
Yes.
And therefore, it was correct for them to murder you, to punish you for that.
Yes,
in,
yes,
murder.
Yes,
yeah. I wanted our listeners to understand that.
Yeah. So as I'm praying for this man, and I got a relationship with Jesus, you know, in this process, my family came to know that I'm believing Jesus.
Mm.
My father just confronted me, mm-hmm, saying, you need to do worship to these idols.
Mm-hmm.
And I told, I'm not going to bow to the idols, mm-hmm, anymore. Mm-hmm. I will not light up the, you know, that lamp to the idol. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. And my father got very angry,
mm-hmm,
that you are not knowing what we are, from, mm-hmm, where we have come. Why,
right,
you want to go to the God who are for lower class people.
Mm. So he discovered that when you were praying for the man with bone cancer?
No, they don't know that.
Or they didn't know that?
No,
but,
no.
But they just see a change in you.
Yes, yes.
And when they see that change,
yes,
then they're wondering what's happening.
Yeah,
with
they
you.
Came to know I'm reading Bible now.
Okay.
Every day he used to, you know, check my bag.
Yeah, they checked your bag.
Yeah,
wow.
So that I'll not read a Bible at my, mm, home. So what I did, I just hide that Bible.
You had to hide it. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one day, he just took the Bible and he just tore it.
Wow.
And just thrown the Bible,
mm,
and started beating me and persecuting me,
mm,
that I should not worship Jesus.
Wow.
And
we only have a couple minutes left.
Yes.
Tell us what happened to the man who was on his deathbed with bone cancer.
He, within 6 months, he was completely healed without any bone cancer.
No bone
and
cancer.
It's been 20 years now, but
20
still,
years.
But still, the man lives with his grandchildren.
With his grandchildren. And your friend didn't lose her father.
Father, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So amazing. 16 years of age, friends. This is Amulo, and she was 16 years of age, what she was doing already for the Lord. And we want to hear more about,
yes,
what happened with your family and then what, yes, happened in your life.
Right. Yeah.
So, Amulo, just a few minutes left here, really just a minute, if you could just pray for,
yes,
those that are listening who may be intimidated right now,
yes,
in their faith.
Yes. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, Father, Lord God. I pray, Father, Lord God, you are God of relationship, Lord. You want relationship with mankind. Lord, that's how you made Adam and Eve, Lord. And you want to talk to man. And as you spoke to me every time, Lord, as you have encountered me every time, Lord, with your word, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, as you encountered me, Lord, let that encounters happen in the lives of people, Father, Lord God, and their destinies to be changed forever and have a intimate relationship with Jesus, not with the man, but Lord, let them have that relationship with Jesus, Father, Lord God. Let them know that worth, Father, Lord God, and in that relationship, let them know you more and more, because you are God who speaks. You are not an idol, Lord, who doesn't ear. They have ears, but they can't hear. They have eyes, but they can't see. They have hands, but they can't move. They have legs, Father, Lord God. I pray, Father, Lord God, you are God who speak, and you always come along with us wherever we go, because you are God of Emmanuel. God is with us. Lord, let them encounter the same Jesus where I encountered, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord God, in Jesus' name I pray and ask. Amen.
Amen.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.